I see that we meet again.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Thank you very much for showing up, man. Y'all, it was really good to put another site, and thanks for waiting. It has been a long time, hasn't it? That does mean peace, not this. Peace.
Happy New Year, first of all. We have about a million or 2 million more of them. If we can get over the summer. Yeah. We'd like to dedicate this one to such a draggy scene that's going on. All the soldiers that are fighting in Chicago and Milwaukee and New York.
To you, ourselves, Murray Roman, the Smothers Brothers. God bless their souls.
To the girl in the third row with the yellow underwear. Yeah, yeah, over there. And also dedicated to the girl over there with the purple underwear on.
This is dedicated to Linda, to the cat right there with the silver face. Dedicated to Kissin, Karen, and a little four-year-old girl over there with the yellow face.
Dedicated to maybe a soldier in the army singing about his old lady that he dreams about and held a machine gun instead, or it could be a cat maybe trying to fall in love with a girl maybe, but a little bit too scared. That's where the problems come from sometimes, isn't it? I mean, the cat really insecure a little bit, so they call girls groupies and they call girls this and they call passive people hippies and blah blah woof woof on down the line. That's because they're fucking not in love, man. That's what's happening.
Love, it will not be there no kind of way unless it's truth and understanding first. And don't be thrown together by, come on everybody, let's love together. That's another bit of a whole lot of hogwash, because you have to have truth and understanding in the first place.
Before we start, we'd like for you to forget everything that went on today or last night or things that's supposed to happen tomorrow, because, you know, we're trying to make our own little world right here. At least give us that. It's going to be our own little electric church, let's say.
Now let's see, there's several gods, I believe. We have Noel Redding, Mitch Mitchell, yes. We have the reincarnation of Thomas Edison.
Okay, we'll start all over again. Hello, how you doing, England?
And I'd like to say thank you for the last 3 years. One of these days we'll get together again. Thanks for showing up, you're out of sight.
I just woke up about 2 minutes ago. We was recording some little things, but I don't think, I don't know.
We recorded this in 1444, way back there, yonder ways. It's pertaining to how some people might get misunderstanding between young and old, you know? How some people can really make a big clash there when there's supposed to be no clash at all. Everybody should be respected in their own way. But sometimes it makes it hard for the young people to live, and they might get the wrong interpretation of the old. So let's dedicate this to the Smothers Brothers and to ourselves and to the American Indians.
My grandmother used to tell me beautiful Indian stories. I used to see her a lot, you know. And she used to make these clothes for me. So then after I stayed with her for a while, you know, I used to go back and take these clothes to school and wear them and all that. And, you know, people would laugh and all this mess. And I used to get so mad, though, I just, you know, didn't even pay too much attention because what the teacher was telling us, you know. Indians are bad. I mean, you know, in other words, Indians are bad, you know. There's some of them that have a lot of money, you know, and got, you know, this and that because they get checks and all this. But there's a lot of them on the reservation, man. It was really terrible. Every single house is the same, you know. Not even a house, it's like a hut. Ooh, it was this really bad scene for them, you know. Like half of them were down in Skid Row. You know, drinking and really complete out of their minds, you know, and they're not doing anything.
I'd like to dedicate this one to somebody's girlfriend. We don't know who she is right now. We'll find out later on after the show. I don't know. We don't know who the girl's name is.
Yeah, we'd like to dedicate this one to the plainclothes policeman and other goofballs.
This is relax and let's sit down. Let's get the rest of the thing over, okay? If you sit down now, we can play a little bit longer because I feel like playing. I don't feel like with all these cats' blue hats. Yeah, everything's gonna be alright, don't worry, we still got the end to come, don't worry.
American cops, oh man, it's really great, man. They got some groovy uniforms, tracks down their pants, clubs in their pockets. Wow, probably like guns.
And we don't want all these jokers up here on stage with us, okay?
It's gonna take us about 30 seconds or 45 seconds to get ourselves
adjusted here and there, little minor things here and there, okay? But before we start, we'd like for you to don't concentrate too much on the flash bulbs over there, okay? Let us try to concentrate a certain feeling that we can get across to you. And let your money be well spent. Yeah, okay. Man. Probably slow the pace down a little bit and give you a chance to buy your popcorn and your peanuts and whatever they buy at circuses. Fuck off, man. Let me talk. And like, if you didn't bring any blues with you, we'd make sure we make some for you to take home with.
Y'all want to hear all those old songs, man? Damn, man. We're just trying to get some other things together.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Yeah, we'll get into all that. Don't worry, man. Don't worry. You don't have no program. Just relax. When I say toilet paper, that's when you come rolling out, okay?
Come on, let's act like we got some sense. It's groovy, you know, they get high and all that. Let's act like we got some sense while we do it, right? Let's just relax and just sit down and dig the sounds. And this will start to be more trouble because there's enough already, all right? And then we get rid of the other folks, okay?
Yeah, the cat with the bebop hat, so you have to watch out for them with the flashlights. They're living in the past. They're living in the past.
Okay, settle down. Okay, we all feel the same way. Okay, we're getting some people uptight there. So, this is the last.
Well, like, hey, leave those people. Well, hold on. Let's don't get frantic down there. Is it too loud up there?
Yes, your brother.
We like to do start off with a thing that everybody knows out there. You can join and start singing. Matter of fact, it sounds better if you stand up for your country and your beliefs and start singing. And if you don't, fuck you.
Are these microphones all screwed up again, as usual?
Yeah.
It's so embarrassing, man. I'm sitting up here.
Well, people looking at me too, man. Damn.
Happen to your eyes.
But it's the first ray, you know, so there's a whole lot more to go.
Allez, papa!
Overall, yeah, take. We got this groovy tune, man. You know, a song. No, that's... We got a... Look at... Ooh! Let's take my picture, man. Oh, man. Anyway, Dave, we got this groovy singer's name. Tune-up time! Tune-up time, Dave. We got this groovy tune named Tune-up Time. Give me a key.
Come on.
I'll
give you a key. For Apple.
Oh, well, Cowboys are the only one to stay in tune anyway, so what the hell, you know.
Little baby, baby, baby.
Oh, well, the ball was good. The intentions were good. Cowboys are the only one to stay in tune anyway.
Fuck of you blue, fuck the people and King. You mother.
I don't care, man. I don't care anymore what they say anymore.
Yeah.
It's up to them then if they want to mess up the evening by looking at one thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because all that is included, man. When I feel like playing with my teeth, I do it because I feel like it, you know. All that is complete. When I'm on stage, I'm complete natural, more so than, you know, talking to a group of people or something.
You know, there's so many different things going on now. You know, I can't take time out to say, oh, I wonder if they think about me there. Oh, you know, and all this kind of stuff. You know, I can't go through all that. I've been going through it for 3 years. I think they're pretty well off if they ever get out of that stuff, you know. To see me again, it's for me to see them. I feel very lucky about that. I don't know. I don't really live on compliments. Matter of fact, it has a way of distracting me. And a whole lot of other musicians and artists that are out there today, you know, they hear all these compliments, they say, wow, it must have been really great. So they get fat and satisfied, and they get lost, and they forget about the actual talent that they have, and they start living into another world, you know. You know, compliments are so embarrassing sometimes, because you know really the truth of what's happening. And sometimes people don't really try to understand, you know, it's like a circus that might come in town. So, wow, watch that, you know. And then as soon as you fade away, well, then they go on and feed upon the next thing, you know. But it's all right, it's part of life. I'm digging it myself. Well, I try to get up every day. still trying today.
Like if I'll get up at 7 o'clock in the morning and I'm not, you know, I'm really sleepy, but then I open the door and see somebody that appeals to me, you know. Or like, first of all, thinking of all the white trash person, I say, what in the world is she doing here, you know? Or what does she, you know, want or something like that? I send her, she says, oh, maybe, can I come in? And I'm standing there and really digging her, you know, she's really nice looking, you know? But tell that's the truth, like she's about 19, 20 or, you know, beyond the age of so-and-so. And so I said, oh, well, I'll probably stand there. And then there I go. They'll be biting into an apple, maybe.
Certain girl, what girl?
Yeah, well, sometimes it gets to be really easy to sing the blues when you're supposed to be making all this much money, you know. Because, like, money is, it's getting to be out of hand now, you know. It's, you know, like musicians, especially young cats, you know, they get a chance to make all this money and they say, wow, this is fantastic. And like I said before, they lose themselves and they forget about the music itself, you know. They forget about their talents. They forget about the other half of them. So therefore, you can sing a whole lot of blues. The more money you make, the more blues sometimes you can sing. But the idea is like to, you know, use all these hang-ups and all these different things, you know, like, as steps in life, you know. Just like drinking coffee, well, you don't drink it every day or else you go into another scene with it, you know, like it escapes and all this.
I feel almost completely lost now sometimes, you know, from almost anything, because like when I was staying in Harlem, you know, like I used to go to the clubs and my hair was really long then, you know, and I had it, like sometimes I might tie it up or I might do something with it, you know. Can't say, oh, look at that, black Jesus, or something like, oh, what's this supposed to be, you know. So, man, God, even in your own section, you know, like I had friends with me in Harlem, 125th Street, you know. We'd be walking down the street and all of a sudden the cats or girls, old ladies, you know, anybody, they would just pick me up and say, look at that, oh, what's this, a circus or something, you know.
I thought it was maybe it had something to do with the pyramid. I don't know. Maybe one of my past lives is like, pardon? Hey, I'm staying now, so I have a pillow.
If you understood a word of that, if you understood a word of that, you're into something. Common sense will tell anybody that. Yeah, that sounds like that. Oh, wow, what? I think I'll make a record. That'd be great. Sing on it, too.
Oh, rock me, baby. Rock me all night long.
Rock me, baby. Oh, yes, yes. Oh, yeah, you remember those days, too, eh?
What are you looking at?
Yeah, well, these hair strands here, each one stands for a vibration, and they're all supposed to be good. Well, I think they put a spell on me. You know, we're all brothers and sisters, aren't we?
Some of you out there are wondering what the hell I'm trying to do. Wiggling my hand like this. Well, if you brush your old lady, I'd like to say...
Gimmicks, there we go again. Gimmicks, man. I'm tired of people saying we're buying gimmicks. What is this? The world is nothing but a big gimmick, isn't it? Wars, napalm bombs and all that. People get burned up on TV and it's nothing but a big gimmick. Yes, we do. Well, actually, I really don't play with my teeth. I play with my ears. My ears there.
Yeah, well, I like to, like, play to myself and, like, in the room or before we go on stage or something like this. Or whenever I feel like... whenever I feel down or depressed or whatever, you know, I just go on and play. And I can't practice those. It's always constantly, what do you call it, like a jam, you know. It's hard for me to remember any notes because I'm constantly trying to create other things. That's why I make a lot of mistakes. What was the thing like when you bring your girlfriend there and watch us play and so forth? We can get it out of your system then by watching us do it, making it into a theatrics instead of putting it in the streets. Mm-hmm. So that when you get home with, you know, your family or your girlfriend, so you have all this tension out of the way, you know. It's nothing but a release, I guess. That's what it's all about, you know.
Yeah.
Try to keep violence down, you know, keep them off the streets. And like a festival, 500,000 people was a very beautiful turnout, you know. I hope we have more of them, you know. It'd be nice. Oh, yeah, definitely. It's getting to be more spiritual so than anything now. Pretty soon, I believe that they're going to have to rely on music to, like, get some kind of peace of mind or satisfaction, direction, actually. More so than politics, because, like, politics is really on an ego scene, you know. That's the way I look at it, anyway. It's not a big fat ego scene, for instance.
Ego scene.
Well, yeah, it's the art of words, which means nothing, you know. Mm-hmm. So therefore, you have to rely on a more of an earthier substance, like music or the arts, theater, you know, acting, painting, whatever. That's just a belief that I have, you know. We do use electric guitars. Everything, you know, is electrified nowadays, you know. Mm-hmm. So therefore, the belief comes into, you know, through electricity to the people, whatever. Now, that's why we play so loud, because it doesn't actually hit through the eardrums like most groups do nowadays. You know, they say, well, we're going to play loud too, because they're playing loud. And they got this real shrill sound, you know, and it's really hard. We plan for our sound to go inside the soul of the person, actually, you know, and see if they can awaken some kind of thing in their minds, you know, because there's so many sleeping people. You can call it that if you want to. Well, it sounds something like the New York Street. I don't know. It's like today the air is all static, so the amplifiers are static. Music is loud, the air is loud, and, you know, we're trying to settle things down a little bit. But it's going to take like a rest, you know.
Because all the static, you might think that, you know, they say this, they say that. And I have one more. This is our own little world right here tonight, so forget about yesterday or tomorrow. This is it tonight. Like, thank you very much for coming, and we hope to eat it. I mean, no, we don't need to eat it, but we hope you had a good time.
And we want you to forget about everything that happened yesterday, last night, or this morning. Just forget about everything but what's going on down now. It's up to you all, and it's up to us too, so let's get our feelings together. They talk about some kind of earthquake going on, you know, dig. Dig, you know where all the earthquake happening is coming from. It's bad vibrations, man. They get very heavy sometimes, you know. If you want to save your state, get your hearts together. Now, listen, we're having a slight bit of trouble, but just hold on. You know, everything's going to be all right before we finish. We'll sit here until everything's all right. So we might not never finish.
Yeah, that's really a drag sometimes when you're trying to play some sounds and like your strings slip off the thing up here. And like, we'll be having that kind of trouble all night tonight, but we'll just pretend there ain't no strings. So those photos not slip off.
Oh yeah, the cat, there's a certain person in the audience. How about a big hand for Bill Cosby sitting over there? How about a big hand for Bill Cosby? Come on. Right over there. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, I'm sorry, lady. What a drag, man. Hey, man, what do you want to break my elbow like that, man? Can you all dig Bill Cosby? He's really out of sight. Next, we're going to have on stage with us a jam session with three peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Give out to the winners. Oh, what? Oh. I feel so embarrassed seeing those things. I don't give a damn anymore, man. Yeah. Nobody, you know, you have to do your own thing anyway, so. Oh, I shouldn't say that either. Oh, man, it was really out of sight story, I know. It was about tuning up the guitars. It was really exciting. The tape record is on.
Well, hell, Cowboys are going to stay in tune anyway, you know, so.
All this crap is just because you know there's a tape recorder running. You don't want us to feel embarrassed when we play at home to our girlfriends. So listen, man, look at that, man. We played Ottawa, man. Dig this, listen. So thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much. No claps. Man, it'd be really a bad scene, man. You all better clap, man. My girlfriend said, man, you ain't did nothing up there.
Yo, be quiet as bunnies.
What a strange taste, man.
You were a parrot. What is it, a paratrooper or a parachutist? Or shouted?
Doesn't make a difference. 101st Airborne, Fort Campbell, Kentucky, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, well, the first jump was really out of sight, like you're in the plane. You know, some cats has never been in the plane before. Some people were thrown up in the... You got a big bucket, you know, a big garbage can in the middle. It's great.
What do you think?
At the beginning, the plane is going, oh, this roaring is shaking. And you can see the rivets just jumping around. Talk about, what am I doing here? I would have to start from the third person down, though. Like, you know, I was watching him. I said, wow. A split second, a thought went through me, like, you're crazy. And then all of a sudden, it just disappeared. And it was almost like blank, and it was almost like a crying, and you want to laugh, and pat the sergeant on the back, said, who's this joking? What's me, Sergeant? But, you know, and all the time, you know, you say, what the hell am I doing here? And by that time, you're just there at the door, and all of a sudden, you know, this flop, rush, and all of a sudden, then you're up like that, and then you just, ooh.
And then you're supposed to look up, you know, and you see if your chute is open, and it's open, and then you say, thank the Lord. You're there all by yourself, and you can talk very low, you can scream or anything, and I think how crazy I was for doing this thing, but I loved it, you know, anyway.
Right. What's this about you being a wizard and all this, throwing in your hat? What is this about?
You used to be a wizard, I tell you.
Yeah.
Well, show me a trick, dude, to show you you have enough guts to give up your wizard hat.
Give me a beer.
A beer? Oh, great, now I get to play the trick. Right. See this top? Flop. Hubbard. Put the cover and pull out a last bone dry beer for the lady, of course.
Oh, thank you.
Well, you told me anybody who wanted to could be Jesus.
I told you that?
Yeah, you told me that.
All right, well, think up on it then. I thought there was a death going on around here, so I see the dead hat laying over there for somebody.
Death of the
eager. So then you're not going to be no wizard anymore?
No, I'm not a wizard anymore.
So what you going to be? You found a, you must have fell in love.
Uh-huh. You ever seen anybody from third grade?
I just
you remember back that far? Who said that from third grade?
Yeah, my teacher sat next to me in the third grade because I was a dunce. She sat in the front office, you know, like in the front desk, and like did a thing like talking about. Now that's a great example, and at the same time, when she's saying this example, she was touching my kneecaps under the tables. But you know, I was there.
Very good.
I never could sit with everybody else because she said, "How are you feeling?" And I say, "Some kind of spacey." Like, well, it depends on how the people on Mars are doing. She says, "Well, you go to the front for that." It's like going to the little cubby hole. It's like the Gestapo motorcycles, you know. The little driver system of motorcycle and the commander system, the cubby hole, you know.
That's the favorite position, though. That's the best position to be in.
Yeah. I didn't know a thing.
You thought you were from Mars in the third grade. It took me a
little while. I didn't think it, actually. I just didn't know what else to say to her. I got tired of saying, fine, thank you. See, sometimes it gets to be strenuous. Like, for instance, when you try to clean marijuana with still metallic tea strainers. Sin, you died as a rabbit being ran over by a Big Mac truck.
Ooh!
But then again, you threw away your wizard hat. And I got a book of matches in my back pocket. We can light another fire if we can get together. What's your name?
I'm Super Chicken. Don't you forget it.
Yeah, we'll try to pick up the pieces with these. I think I got about four speakers left and about three more valve tubes. I think it carries 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah, well, anyway. I think he has about two more speakers left and Mitch Hayes on his third pair of arms. But fuck it, hell, I don't give a damn.
Okay, we're all at church, all right? Pretend there's a sky above you, all right? Yeah.
I'd like to take a blast from the past. Yeah, one of those things. Oh, man. Yeah, blast in the past.
What about now? I'd like to do a song by, you know, some real groovy cats. It's too bad that this news going around that they're breaking up or something else like that. It's one of the heaviest groups in the world, you know. Two cats in Sweden named Hansen and Carlson.
Written by Henry Schwartz.
Recorded in 1738 in the Benjamin Franklin Studios.
Which is very hard for us to record in those days. Very, very hard indeed. To find a studio. We found it some kind of way. And now we have to do it in a brand new psychedelic version of it. Brand new, spanking new era type of thing. Yeah, we did put a 1948 rearrangement on it. It's really out of sight. Yeah, you should hear. It's also like this thing. I'm really sorry. Again, I'd like to say I'm sorry for the hang-up, but we must get these amps right, or else I can't, you know, I just can't get the thing together. I had to do, Oh, man, shut up.
Yeah, everybody want to know what American Soul is. Everybody think it's Motown and all this mess. Everybody think it's that. I think it's got American Soul is something like this here. We gotta make sure we're in tune. Hold on a second.
You find us tuning up between every song because we really care for your ears. That's why we don't play so loud. And Cowboys are the only one to stay in tune anyway, so what the hell, you know. We ain't in cowboy land, are we?
We're going to do America's Blues theme song, and then it comes for the Black Panthers and the
pink tigers and short white antelopes and, you know.
So, Dick, it's the international anthem, and it goes for everybody. And, like, instead of all the soldiers, you know how the soldiers are, you know, getting all hung up in, well, you know, whatever. But anyway, instead of all that action happening over there, why don't everybody just come on home, and instead of having, you know, M16 machine guns and all this, M60 and hand grenades and tanks all on their backs and stuff, but they came home with, feedback guitars. And, that's better than guns, I think. I think I dig that. Anyway, we're dedicated to the feedback family and all the human beings and you people. And if you all stand up, put your right hand across whatever you can find and put it across. Oh, oh wow. So, well, you know, you just stand up and, you know, oh, oh. And we'll let it begin.
Oh, oh, oh. All right, now we're going to do a group therapy song for the last song. It's group therapy, everybody joins together and holds hands and all this other kind of stuff. And, no, you have to do all that. People are, listen, listen. And everybody sing together. Please sing together this time, all right? Or else, we're going to put a curse on you and all your kids. Every single one of your kids be born completely naked.
Big, we'd like to jam right now. We'd like to jam up a tune that we jammed up of last night. But I think we'll call it, yeah, I don't know, that's a jam. That doesn't make a difference. Something like this here. The story about a cat wishing he could make love to music instead of the same old everyday woman, okay? As soon as the amplifiers get together.
Huh? Well, the show. Oh, one for the money, two for the show, three, get ready, four to go. Same timbre, it's the same timbre. Okay, okay, I'm sorry. Turn the drums up a little louder through the ear goggles. Oh, I'm stoned as hell, goddamn. Where's the rest of that grass here? Grass here. Where's that goddamn grass? Okay, let's play with this. Let's play with this a little bit. Here you go. Start to tack-a-doo, 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 tack-a-doo. Wait a second. Tack-a-doo, tack-a-doo. No. Only cymbal and snare. To tack-a-doo, 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 tack-a-doo. You know, the old, very old time. Only cymbal and snare. To tack-a-doo, 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 tack-a-doo. Real old time. No, that's too fancy. No. Come, check it, 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 check it. Yeah, and the cymbal. Yeah. Do it without. Okay, I tell you what. Do it without the snare. Do it. Yeah, do it without the snare. And it will start like that. Okay. As soon as we come in. Yeah, as soon as we come in, then you come in with the bass drum and so forth. Huh? Huh? I feel evil. I'm evil. If you want trouble, I come to the right place. Well, since my baby left me, I'm on to pass to jail. Cause down in the street, there's a cat over there. Oh. Anyway, he said we have to, two more numbers to go. So I just say thank you very much, man. It's really been a groove. And, you know, y'all really had nice patience, which is really handy. Thank you very much for letting me, you know, get my kicks here and there, too.
I didn't know what was happening. I was so exhausted, you know.
Yeah.
It was like a, what do you call those things? Nervous breakdown or whatever, you know.
Physical breakdown. Yeah. You don't suppose it was a real, you didn't, have you ever had a nervous breakdown?
Yeah, about three of them since I've been in this school, since I've been in this business, you know.
Yeah. There's one thing I must admit, like, I wrote it, he gave me really a good idea. Like, I heard some of his tunes, like, for instance, Bob Dylan's 113th Dream and so forth and so on. So it gave me an idea to write a song about a named West Coast Seattle Boy. And it goes, it's very long, you know. It's something about I've did this and I've did that, blah, 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 you know, but it's something like a... like one line.
The narrative song.
Yeah, I get stoned and can't go home. Yeah, and they call long distance on a public saxophone and all this mess, you know. And it goes on to where, you know, this goes on and on. It's like you said, man, time is so important now, you know. Like so many things I want to do. Yeah, I never did want to go to the moon too much. I always wanted to go to Saturn or Venus or something like that. Something that could show me some kind of scenery. I believe that maybe in one sense we might be nothing but little ants to them, you know. Quite naturally, they might not even want to bother us, you know. They might be on their way to somewhere else. I mean, you wouldn't go about 2 miles out of your way just to step on an anthill. I don't know what everybody should be scared about, though. They should try to get in contact some kind of way. It's very abstract type. You know, I don't really get into dreaming about getting into something and going off, you know, away to somewhere.
Yeah, well, I was just trying to get a point across before we, you know, take our rest.
Thank you for being so patient. Maybe one of these days we'll be doing it right? Thank you very much. Please, we have this in our little video.